Hello, I'm Karen Cheeston, the founder of Live Love by Design. And today I'm going to talk to you about your belief system. More importantly, we're going to delve into ways that you can easily overcome the limiting beliefs that you have that are getting in the way of you creating and designing and living the life that you truly want to live. Your live, love, life. So let's get started, as I love to do. We're about to go over the shoulder and we're going to have a look at the keys to your success, as I said, understanding and questioning your beliefs. What you believe, you receive. This is really important for you to understand. You will receive what you believe. So if you have a negative outlook, or if you believe something that isn't in your best interest, that stops you from creating and doing the action steps, getting to where you want to get, to reaching that goal, and the goal is whatever you decide it to be, I'm not about to tell you what your goal should be. That's what this program is all about. It's setting you up so you can design your live, love, life. And the beliefs are really important that we question them, every single one of them. And I love this saying from Mahatma Gandhi, which I'll go to full screen on this. Your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions. Your actions become your habits. Your habits become your values, and your values become your destiny. So it's really important for you to understand that your destiny does come back to your beliefs. Isn't that amazing? Don't you just love it? I just love, you know, not only realizing these things, as I always say, I wish that I had this understanding when I was in my 20s. And that's why I'm so passionate about sharing it with everyone of all age, but more important, teenagers, 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds. To get this and to understand it, you truly can create your live, love, life so much easier just through these concepts, which is the why we are looking at beliefs today. Very important, and so early on in this program. So all of our information is filtered based on our belief system. As we said when we went through the subconscious and the subconscious mind is continually filtering information to keep us safe, to make sure that we don't, you know, go into survival. So our information is filtered, and our belief system is a big part of what it is filtered, because we're always right. Okay, so most of our beliefs were not even ours in the first place. They have been formed from birth, some say from the womb, and some also say from past lives. And if you don't believe that, that is totally okay, because this still happens. Whether you believe it or not, we do bring things in from past lives. And because we're a continuous soul, our higher self continues on, and we do have memories, and they're not just memory, conscious memories. They are memories as we went through from our past, a lot we've forgotten. So a lot of our beliefs are coming through from that. And they're from anyone around us who has the potential to shape our impressionable mind. Now, you look at a child's mind, especially a child that, say, you know, in the first year of their life, they are continually looking around. You can just imagine the child looking in the cot, continually taking in everything, listening to everything. When they're in the womb, listening to everything that is happening around them. I'm a great believer that the children who come out screaming, it's normally because the parents have probably been screaming at each other for the whole 9 months. Whereas a child that comes out really placid, really in love, and really just so happy to be here, you'll find out more often than not that the parents have been loving to each other, really excited to have the child coming into the world, to have their child, and to be able to form that child into a adult, and we only have them for such a short time. So anyway, let's keep going on. I'm pretty sure you understand what I'm talking about. And that's a generalization, but look around and you will see that it sort of does seem to be true. And so it's always conscious of not only how our beliefs have been formed, but what we're doing to the people around us, how we're either consciously or unconsciously helping them to form their belief system as well. So do you ever question your beliefs? Really important, and that's what this exercise is all about. We are going to start questioning all of our beliefs. And sometimes it's really, as I said, especially our limiting beliefs, because they're the ones that are holding us back. They're the ones that are stopping us going from survival into our thriving state. And we're all here to thrive, as I've said many times throughout this these videos. But a scary thing to do is to actually start questioning our beliefs. For two reasons, because your whole life could be questioned. And that means, so am I living a lie? Like, is everything I've done up until now not real? And you know what? Probably. And that's why we're doing this exercise. And it's actually a good thing to question it, because A, your belief is proven to be rock solid. Yay! And if it's not, if the belief foundation isn't rock solid, well, you can break it and then build one that is rock solid, which serves you and your life goals, which is what this whole course is all about, how we can serve you to reach all of your dreams and desires. So making your beliefs work for you, that is what our Road to Success is all about today. Are you ready to get started and start bashing through or busting through these belief systems? So download the Making Your Beliefs Work for You PDF. You can work through it now or watch the video and then go off and then work through it as we like to do. And if you don't remember, grab your journal, your great pen. Just tell the family that you're going to have some me time for an hour or so, and you're going to slowly work through, busting through some of your limiting beliefs and questioning them and figuring out, why do I believe this? And what proof do I have that this is true? What proof do I have that this isn't true? And why is this stopping me from moving forward? And how can I rearrange this belief so it does work for me, so it does serve me to achieve all of my life goals? Pretty simple, isn't it, really? Okay, so as I said, your limiting beliefs do not actually equal your facts, okay? You will feel that they're true. But when we start to question them and delve down and delve down and delve down, we'll actually see that, you know what? They are not real. And it's great, because then we can say, okay, let's rearrange this belief. Let's rewrite it so that we can actually prove that it does work for you. And I'm going to do a real generalization of a belief that a lot of us hold. As soon as we hit 40, we're going to put on weight. And what happens? We all do. But why is it any different no matter what age you are? Why is it like I'm 39 and 363 days, and then as soon as the clock goes into I'm 40 a day later, I'm instantly going to put on weight? Doesn't make any sense, does it? But so many of us do it because that's what we believe. So then we change our habits going, well, I'm 40 now, my metabolism isn't working as well as it could be. And instead of maybe upping the exercise game and eating less and eating more nutritious, more healthier meals that are not processed, we go the opposite way. So therefore, our belief comes true. Now, that's just one general belief, okay? And I'm sure you understand where I'm going with this. Yes? Good. I can see you all nodding. Good on you. So seriously, though, that's just a general example of a belief that a lot of us hold. We can see facts that, see, she turned 40, she put on weight. And it's only because we look for the other side. There are just as many people who turn 40 who do not put on weight, who continue to be their healthy self. So let's get rid of that belief, because seriously, that's not a great belief to have and to prove. So let's say no matter what age you are, you can manage your weight. You can be whatever weight you want, because as we always say, what we eat and do today will be benefiting future me. And that's what our goals are all about, benefiting future me, making choices today, knowing where we're going. Okay, you with me? Good. So let's bust through your biggest limiting belief. So you're going to go off, as I said, into a nice little spot. Figure out what's your biggest limiting belief, something that is stopping you, that is always holding you back, keeping you in your comfort zone, and we're going to move through it. So what is the most debilitating limiting belief that you have? Okay, don't have to answer it now, but spend some time thinking about it. And then we're going to ask you, why do you believe it? You know, what proof do you have that this is true? I want you to go back as far back as you can into your memory. Something may have happened between 0 and 7 that gave you that belief, and you've carried it your whole life. Doesn't mean it's true. It appears to be true, but we're going to keep asking questions, as we always do, because remember, for every problem, there's a question waiting to be asked. For every question, there is an answer waiting to be revealed. And for every answer, there's an action step waiting to be taken. And for every action step, there is a new way of life waiting to be born. And that's exactly what we're doing now, birthing your live, love way of life. Great. Let's move on. Who would you be without that belief? Okay, so we're going to get a limited belief. We're going to see why we believe it. Then we're going to ask the question, if I could get rid of this limiting belief, what could I achieve? Who could I become? Okay, just we're going to go with that. What evidence do you have that support this belief being true? Evidence. Write it down. And there's going to be some evidence. As I said, turning 40, put on weight. There's heaps of evidence around. Just look at all the people who turn 40 and put on weight. Okay? Heaps of it. What will happen when we lock it away for a week? So what we're going to do, we're going to get your limiting belief, the most debilitating limiting belief you have. We are going to put it into a beautiful little envelope. We're going to write it out. We're going to seal it. And we're going to put it away in a drawer or somewhere safe for a week. And then we're going to live life without that belief. We're going to take all the action steps that we have stopped ourselves from taking because of this belief for a week. I'm only asking for 7 days. You are going to choose to move beyond whatever this belief has stopping you from doing. You're going to take all those action steps just for 7 days. Sounds exciting, doesn't it? What would your life be like without that limiting belief? Sit there and visualize future you at the end of the 7 days when you have busted through this belief by taking action steps. Sounds exciting, doesn't it? I love this exercise. I want you to dream big, set the goals, and then take the action steps. It's only for 7 days. It's one belief. Okay? One belief. You are going to bust through. You're going to answer all of the questions in the PDF on this one belief. And then you're going to lock it away. You're going to prove that, you know what? You have just as much evidence that proves that it's true as you do that proves it's not. So let's go. This belief is not true. It is debilitating me. It is stopping me from becoming the person I want to become. Okay, I'm pretty sure that you know where I'm going now. Yes? Great. What new belief could you then consider? So we've parked the old belief away. We're now going to replace it with this amazing new belief. Okay? The opposite. What evidence do you have that this new belief is true? You're going to have just as much evidence. Yes. And that is how you birth your live love way of life with ease. Busting through these limiting beliefs. We're going to do it with one belief, lock it away for a week, take the action steps the opposite, make it all happen, and then we will actually go, do you know what, at the end of the week, I'm not even going to get that belief out of that drawer. I'm going to leave it in there, and I'm going to start on another one. And then the next week, another one and another one. And before you know it, you will have very few limiting beliefs. You will have nothing that is stopping you from becoming the person that you so desire to be. Isn't this a great exercise? I just love it. Have fun with this. Really, really have fun with it. Take your time to fill out the form before you lock away this limiting belief, because you are going to be amazed that in 7 days, who that future you will be in 7 days just through locking this away. Isn't this a great exercise? I just love it. So that's it. That is it for this video. Have fun. And as always, dream big, set those goals, and take those action steps. That is the keys to your success in this whole program. And as always, do you know what? I'm Karen Chaston, and I just love sharing this information with you. And your big wins from this Live Love Wins is the beliefs that you will support you to reach your biggest goals. They are going to become the only beliefs you have, beliefs that support you to become the person you came here to be, the person that you so desire to be. So that's it for me. I'm Karen Chaston, and I'll see you on another video real soon. Have fun with this. Go for gold, and let's get rid of all of those limiting beliefs. Bye for now.